on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart is in the house with us as well and joining us on the line. New England Patriots defensive back Devin McCourty. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Great, thank you. Is there a sense of relief that the preseason is now over and you get to concentrate on the fun stuff?
I wouldn't say relief, but it's excitement, you know, starting the regular season. You know, I think somebody said it last night, you know, the next time we go out there, it's for real. There's no more exhibition games, no more, you know, just going out there and running plays. Everything's for real starting now.
How competitive has this camp been? Because, you know, we're taking a look from the outside at all these different position battles, and it seems like you certainly have more than 53 capable NFL players.
Oh, very competitive across the board. I thought everyone came out and really tried to earn a spot on this team. So it makes it tough. You know, I know the coaches and you know, management, they have a tough job to do this weekend. But I think the good thing is all these guys that come in here and compete can, you know, rest their hat on it. They came and played their best football. So that's what you want. I think as a team, we've grown as a team. It's a lot of guys that have great relationships. We've gotten better overall. Just a sucky day knowing that everyone can't stay and be on this team.
In terms of the personal relationships, does it get awkward over the last week or 10 days where, you know, some people will be here and some people won't, and you can't ask a guy what he's going to wear for Halloween because he won't be here come Halloween? Does that get weird?
I want to say weird. I think we try to make sure, you know, especially me now being my 10th year, telling guys to enjoy every moment. You know, I think a guy like Slater is always talking about that, taking advantage of opportunities, enjoying the moment that you're in. So I think everyone's done a great job. We've had a lot of fun throughout this whole preseason, whether it's been in Detroit traveling, then going to Tennessee together as a group and doing some different things just, you know, outside of football as a group. That's been really fun. So I think we've all really enjoyed each other's company over these last couple weeks.
It was interesting to me to note the reaction on the sidelines on the Keon Crossan interception. You guys went crazy over there. There's been kind of a sense of camaraderie that may be even more heightened than I remember here recently.
Yeah, you know, I think from a young guy's standpoint, we have a lot of really good young guys here, not just football players, just people. And Key's definitely one of those guys, you know, coming from last year, small school, learning a lot on the run, you know, trying to be an NFL corner, such teams player, all of that. And to go out there and see him last night to, you know, start off kind of shaky in the rebound, interceptions, pass breakups all over the field. I think for a lot of us, the older guys that have been with him last year and this year, we got so excited jumping up and down. And like you said, I think that's what this is all about. You know, when you're on a football team, it's about building relationships with guys and actually learning how to play for one another.
It's hard for the defense to get most of the attention when you have Tom Brady on the other side, and that's always going to be a focus. But do you guys get the sense that this year the defense has a real chance to be special and one of the best in the league?
I feel like that every year. So I think this year has been fun. I think we have a really good group of guys. When you talk about guys from last year that's coming back, you look at a guy like Jamie, who's a new guy, but, you know, not really. He was here. And then some of the young guys like Gideon Chase and Jawan Williams, J.C. Jackson now being in the second year. I think we have a great mesh of some older veteran guys and some newer guys that will be able to really help us. So I'm excited about it. But, you know, like always, it's all about doing it day in and day out. You know, I played on some defenses where people thought the defense was terrible, and we played some of our best football when it mattered most and was able to win big games. And, you know, you can be on a defense, everyone thinks great, and then you don't go out there and perform. So I think the guys in this locker room have done a good job of just focusing on the task at hand.
You had a teammate last night that played, or a couple probably, that all three phases of the game. But what's your honest reaction? And I'm just going to go first name here because I don't know how to say his last name. What's your reaction to what you've seen from Gunner this summer?
Oh, Gunner's been awesome, man. The gun show is he's been able to do a little bit of everything, I think. When he first came in here and he said what school he was from, no one knew where it was. But I think because of his, you know, energy, his ability to go out there and do whatever the team asks of him, has been awesome. You know, to go out there and play corner, no reps. I know he played it in college, but to go out there, no reps, you know, then working receiver all training camp and just go out there and compete. You know, there's a play, I think, where two guys missed a tackle. He comes running in from the outside and makes a tackle in the middle of the field. He just competed in every you know way that he could. Played a lot of plays last night.
There has been some talk around here about Brian Hoyer's contributions to the team. When you're Tom Brady's backup, you don't get to play a whole lot. You get practice reps and scout team reps. In the aftermath of the Super Bowl win, what did he mean to your Super Bowl win over the Rams last year?
I think I did a couple of interviews on, you know, how vital he was to, you know, us preparing, not just in that game, but all throughout the season. I think Hoy's ability, obviously as a veteran quarterback, to be able to run an offense throughout the week in practice. You know, they tell him exactly how a guy runs an offense and what he does, and Hoy goes and does that. You know, whether that's checking all of us at the line into runs or passes, you know, whether that's running a two-minute drill, how the offense does it. And I think because he's played for different offensive coordinators, he knows a lot of different offenses and can run them. So that ability, I think, really helped us get improved throughout the season. And I thought you got to see that on Sunday when we went out there and played games. You know, in some weeks, Hoyer did a better job in practice during the week than what we saw on Sundays.
How is the transition for a veteran defensive player like you going from Matt Patricia to Brian Flores, and now this year it seems like Jerod Mayo, Steve Belichick, and you know you got no true defensive coordinator, but a few different guys.
Not much changes, honestly. You know, I think in all of those situations, it's all guys that I've had great relationships with, that either play for or play with. So it really hasn't been much different. You know, it's always kind of the same thing, getting on the same page, understanding exactly how the defense needs to be played and how we want to execute. And then it's my job as a older veteran guy to try to make sure everybody's on the same page. And I think no matter what or who's been in charge of that, you know, I think I've always tried to go out and do the same thing. So that would be no different this year.
Devin, you obviously played against Demaryius Thomas when he was elsewhere. What does he bring to the table now as a Patriots wide receiver, now that you've seen him on the practice field and a little bit on the game field last night? What have you seen from him?
Oh, yeah, it's been great, man. Fellow 2010 classmate. So, you know, anytime these guys, we get to stick in the league now, it's cool. But, you know, I think all throughout his career, he's been a big physical receiver. Obviously can run really well, can get down the field, can catch, you know, intermediate, short passes, go the distance. So I think as a player in this league and seeing what he went through last year, getting injured, it was awesome seeing him back out there running around, making plays. You know, I think that was the coolest part because, you know, as players, we know what everybody goes through when they're trying to rehab and get back on the field. We know the hard work it goes into that mentally, physically. So to see him out there, you know, able to look himself and play well was a really good sight.
Your former teammate Rob Gronkowski announced earlier this week his new business venture, and he's going to be teaming up with CBD. Do you think, Devin, that when the next CBA rolls around, that CBD, which is currently a banned substance, that and things like, you know, marijuana could be a topic to try to, I mean, things are legal in a lot of states. Do you think that is going to be a point of contention at the next CBA?
I'm not sure where it'll fall, but I think it's very interesting, like you just said, because it has been legalized in a lot of different states, and people are now researching and seeing some of the effects, the positive effects that it can have. So I think, you know, in the game of football in the NFL, always trying to, you know, stay ahead of the curve and be advancing, you know, multiple situations and paths to help guys out. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, exactly how they handle that and what they decide to do going forward, you know, because obviously, like you just said, there's been seeing some benefits from it. So I guess we'll have to wait and kind of see how that all works out.
You openly talked about the possibility of retirement back at the Super Bowl, and I know your brother has said you just kind of are a drama queen and like the attention, but now that you decided to come back and the preseason is done, at any point did you question the decision to return?
Nah, not at all. I've had fun. You know, I think like you said earlier, you see me on the sidelines. I've had a lot of fun getting better as a player and also being a leader and trying to pass on the knowledge that got passed down to me for years to some of these young guys. So I'm still enjoying that a lot.
Devin, we appreciate the time. Best of luck as you get ready to kick this thing off for real.
I appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Devin.